If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favorite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's me, Dave Stone, former co-host of the Boogie Monster podcast. From 2016 to 2023, myself and Kyle Kinane got together each week to ramble on about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and other mysteries of the universe. Or at least that was our initial intentions. But if you've listened before, you know that it usually devolved into disjointed rants about vans and fried chicken. During that time, we also ran a Patreon page that offered up exclusive bonus episodes to our patrons, usually in the form of Q&A sessions. And even though the Boogie Monster is currently on an indefinite hiatus, we're offering up those old bonus episodes to the general population so that everyone can enjoy our old nonsense. Hopefully someday soon we'll dust off our microphones and resurrect the Boogie Monster, but until then, enjoy a blast from the past from your old pals Kyle and Dave. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I'm Kyle. Hello, I'm Kyle. I have a cold. Hi, everyone. It's me. I'm from the smash hit movie The House.
This is what I sound like.
Izzy gets the F across town. I'm just reading his Wikipedia page. Okay.
Oh,
hello.
Boy. Patrons, what's up? Welcome to your Boogie Monster bonus Q&A. Late as always, I am Dave. Kyle is not here today. I know that sounded like Kyle.
It did. I indeed sound like Kyle. Hello.
We're trying something new. Okay, where to begin? We'll just cut to the chase. Kyle can't, he's not available right now this week or last week, really.
Yeah, I'm a stand-in.
Katie Strandberg.
Hello!
My lovely wife.
Yep.
Is gracing us with her presence for the first time on the Boogie Monster, other than, like, you walking past the room and me yelling something at you or something of that nature. But, yeah, Kyle, also, I don't know if we made that clear on the episode today. Dropped a regular episode today. We're going to take next week off. We'll have another episode for you on the 20th of September. We're going to take another week off after that, and then we'll be back up and running, hopefully, by October 4th. So Kyle's got an absolutely insane travel month this month. I've got a crazy one next month. So we just knew that it just wasn't going to work out as far as getting them in every week. So we recorded two yesterday, and going to spread those out for you. But also, he was unavailable for the bonus content, and I figured, what the hell? I know always we ask these questions of you guys, questions for Kyle and I, but Katie will just play the role of Kyle today.
Yeah, I'll play the role. I'm a good researcher.
Yeah, and you don't have to do the impression the whole time.
Okay, no impression.
Yeah,
that'll probably bother people.
Yeah, okay. Just be yourself.
Okay, so I'm on, just so everyone knows, I'm really thorough with facts. Not really, but I am on Kyle's Instagram.
Okay.
And so I'm just using that to answer any questions, which I find thorough.
Uh-huh.
Also, Wikipedia and his website. So know that this is all false, probably.
Okay. Okay, you got any good Kyle trivia for us?
Or? Sure. He was born December 23rd. He is an American.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian.
That's pretty cool.
Actor and voice actor. And guess where he's from?
He's from Addison, Illinois.
That is exactly right. Yeah. But don't worry, guys. There's more trivia coming at you, like personal life,
there you go.
Discography?
Yeah, discography.
Thank you. Anyway. I'll let you take the lead, Boo. You know, I don't know how this works, that's but okay. I think you're doing great. I mean, sorry.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, I don't know if you misunderstood the assignment. You don't necessarily have to research Kyle.
Oh, got
but
it.
But you are an actress, so you're just trying to embody him.
Yeah, I'm just trying. You know, I'm method.
You are method.
I'm very method.
But yeah, this is the Boogie Monster bonus Q&A. We're late, as always. I normally don't like to be this late, but this is technically your August episode. Ooh. And I asked you guys, you know, let me know. Throw those cues at me. We'll try to A them. And furthermore, though, I've been trying to ask you guys a specific question on these bonus episodes. What's a conspiracy theory you kind of believe in?
Ooh.
Now, Boo, I know you... just by proxy, have become well-versed in paranormal and,
oh, yeah.
and cryptozoological stuff. 100%. And we don't delve into too many conspiracy theories on the show, but, you know, enough to where we keep it entertaining. We didn't want to go full-on conspiracy theory because that a lot of times that they kind of veer off into, like, conservative right-wing
sure. you
know, paranoia.
Okay.
So, we try to stay away from that, although I do love a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
whether
of course.
Whether it be something major, like who killed JFK, or something small, like, you know, Cheetos giving us less Cheetos and charging us the same, you know,
yeah.
stuff like
oh,
that.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
My dad was a grocery conspiracy theorist.
What does that mean?
Well, he would just always, he'd like, David, come here. And I go in the kitchen, I'm like, what's up, Dad? And he had a brand new bag of, like, Lay's potato chips. Man, look at this bag. I know they're not supposed to fill it up all the way, but this is ridiculous.
This is a brand new bag. He's not wrong.
The bag says 12 ounces. Granted, I don't have a scale, but there's no way there's 12 ounces. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, Dad. But do you have any conspiracy theories that either you believe in or that even if you don't believe in them, you're interested in?
Okay, so mine are a little different.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I am crazy about this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Now, I love pedophilia. No, I'm saying.
No one's saying. No one's judging pedophilia.
No.
That's where we're headed with, like, this totally woke, no judgment, you know. Now, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
We're not punching down, but pedophilia could be problematic. So, anyway, you like the Jeffrey Epstein
Yeah,
thing.
I love the sex scandals. Uh-huh. You know, the hey, I'm a rich ass hat, uh-huh. but I'm going to get these masseuses to come and rub my back that okay. are 16.
Uh-huh.
But then there's more to it, Boo. I know that that's just, you know, shady white collar stuff. Mm-hmm. But recently, Angels and Demons, it's a smash hit series on Hulu regarding okay. Victoria's Secret founder.
Oh, okay.
I forget his name, but he and Jeffrey Epstein were like buddy-buddy.
Uh-huh.
And so Victoria's Secret, he owned Limited. He owned all these stores in the mall, Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, okay.
And so he started this whole real gross, like I always had a weird feeling about Victoria's Secret uh-huh. models because I was like, they're like five. They're all underage. And
really?
Yeah. And the Victoria's Secret fashion show was like when all these rich fucks. Is that okay to cuss? Is that bad?
Boo. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't know.
It's the fucking Boogie Monster.
Ooh, I could say the
is
F word.
Okay to cuss?
I don't know. But anyway.
Katie said bad words.
There, I have a conspiracy that at these said Victoria's Secret fashion shows, which are huge mm-hmm. and this big, huge deal. I don't know if you remember, like, growing up.
I was a fan of Victoria's Secret.
Of course,
like,
you were.
I don't know if I remember the fashion show.
Well, there was a, like, huge show, which mm-hmm. all the ladies loved, because it was like, ooh, I want to look like that when I get older, mm-hmm. because they're perfect. Long story short, that is when they would traffic young girls. Like,
really?
They would, yeah. Yeah. Sex traffic.
Too much enthusiasm.
Sorry, no.
You're looking.
No, I'm telling you about that. I'm just like the conspiracy of it. You're right. That was horrible. I didn't mean like, you're yay, like, young girls
yeah,
getting.
Yeah, I love that shit. Who are you, Giselle?
No, but it makes sense.
Ghislaine. Ghislaine. Oh. His female companion who helped him with all that stuff.
Oh.
Jeffrey Epstein, not the Victoria's.
Oh, yeah. Is she still with us?
I think, she's in jail.
I don't know. I should be more abreast of the situation.
Yeah, I think she just got convicted. I think all that went down. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, Here's the thing about Victoria's Secret, and I'm going to go ahead and just whistleblow it right now.
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of crap.
Really?
Let me tell you. The underwear's overpriced.
Okay.
It's too baggy, you know. The lingerie is just a piece of crap. And guess what else?
It's just cheap stuff.
Yeah, and the only thing I enjoy there is the stripper spray, which is the scented spray.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Stripper
spray. You know, it's kind of like Axe body spray for women.
Okay.
But other than that, get out of here.
Is stripper a pejorative nowadays?
Wear it as a badge of honor. Are you allowed to say that?
I feel like, you can't prostitute and hooker and all that's no good. They're now sex workers.
Oh.
But I feel like stripper is like, I don't know. I feel like if you asked a stripper, most of them would be like, I'm a dancer.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. So dancer spray.
Yeah. Okay.
Dancer sex worker spray.
Uh-huh.
Is that better?
You got me that hooker spray.
Now, I know you're, would that be a conspiracy theory, or am I just obsessed with weird documentaries?
Well, what's the conspiracy?
Okay, so I think that Jeffrey Epstein and this dude that owned Victoria's Secrets were in on it together.
Okay.
I think he was part of the whole thing, and I think he...
Yeah. Why do you feel that way?
Because they were... Well, we're just learning they were like friends, like real good friends. And they have footage of Jeffrey Epstein at these freaking Victoria's Secret fashion shows in the front row. So I'm assuming he was like, I'd like that one to give me a massage and that one and that one. And so that's kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
Masseuse-eye.
I mean, it's just so gross.
Yeah.
But I also like the Loch Ness Monster. I know that's not a conspiracy, but I'm sure that's Boogie Monster related.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's answer some of these damn questions. Somebody's fucking quick. Well, just, we'll go in order here for the most part, unless one I just really want to skip over. What's up, Meaty Gonzalez?
Ooh.
All our patrons have such interesting and cool handles.
Oh.
I like, we got Meaty Gonzalez, who else we got? I mean, now I'm looking. They're all Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, I love that.
We got Cornhand.
Oh, hi, Cornhand.
We got...
what does that mean? Just a hand that looks like corn?
No idea.
Hmm.
We got Creamy Drippins.
Hmm.
We got Yeah But Still.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
We got Spicy Sweet Chili Doritos.
Yeah, I'm not mad at any. This is great.
We got Ryan Lawrence. I throw in a normal one like...
Ryan Lawrence.
I don't get it. That's a terrible handle. Well, that's just my name, Dave. Oh. Yeah, so let's get into it with Meaty Gonzalez. Speaking of conspiracies, right out of the gate, JFK mortal error theory.
Ooh.
That the Secret Service tried to return fire to Lee Harvey Oswald as they delivered that headshot. I had heard this before, too. I'm rocking it down a little too long. There's some Budos bands.
So that's the... you keep this on?
Yeah, it keeps me in the mood.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
So,
JFK.
I believe the government's theory is obviously that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's true. The trajectory of the bullets, the timing of the bullets, it just seems... They've done... Yeah. And I know that the movie JFK, which I do love, I know it's not, you know, historically factual.
Oh, that long movie where it's a big old nap.
It's so good.
Kevin Costner's like watching bread.
You don't like Kevin Costner?
No, I don't know why. Something about him I don't trust.
I don't like everything he's done. Like, I'm not just, you know, so on board that I'm down with anything, but, like, he's done so many good baseball movies. And I like JFK. I like Dances with Wolves. I got no problem with Kevin Costner. Anyway, I think the standard theory is that Oswald acted alone, and I think the more obvious theory is there was at least one, if not two, other gunmen positioned elsewhere. But I have heard this theory that, so you got the Secret Service running alongside the Cadillac or whatever it was, that when Oswald shot from the book, I almost said, this is a suppository.
The book depository.
That they tried to return fire and accidentally shot JFK.
Now that's something I could be behind. Yeah. Oh, that's horrible. And then they were like, no, that was it.
Uh-huh. And Meaty
that's
Gonzalez,
a bad day at the job.
Meaty Gonzalez explains it better. He says, the author is a ballistics expert who was originally part of a team of gun guys seeing if it was even possible for Oswald to make the shots in the time frame, and he was the only one who could do it. People reported the Secret Service shooting back. So there's witnesses that said the Secret Service shot back. They denied it. They denied having a rifle with them. There's a picture of them with the rifle. Lee Harvey had full metal jacketed bullets, which would pass through a skull. Secret Service had something like hollow points. There's a bunch of other smaller details, but I can't remember offhand. Basically, it does not answer what Oswald was doing, and looks like the Secret Service had a real bad case of the Butterfingers, and they're covering their asses, and I'm on board. That is a great theory. I don't know enough about it, Meaty Gonzalez, but I have heard that theory. I think Jeff Tate and I were discussing that years ago, and he was like, he even had like chairs. Like, he even put up, like a model.
Yeah.
He was taking all our kitchen chairs and designing them, positioning in the way that everybody was sitting in the car.
Well, and I am a dutiful Googler. And so right now, I'm looking at a little bit of a spyscape.com, top 10 conspiracies about the JFK assassination.
Okay.
And guess what number 10 is? It was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oswald fired on JFK, and the Secret Service agent fired back with a Colt AR-15 high-velocity rifle. As the theory goes, the officer lost his balance when the car suddenly braked, and he accidentally discharged his weapon, killing the U.S. president.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, whoops.
To think about it.
Corner.
Being an accident. Man, I tried to do a bit about this, and it never worked. I think it was just too dark, or it caught people off guard, but... no shit. The Zapruder film, Abraham Zapruder was the guy who shot that home video, that classic. Obviously, that was shot, 63? I think it wasn't released to the public till the late 70s. I remember being in third grade, and that must have been like 1985. I'm in third grade. I'm like,
oh, man, old.
How old is a third grader? 7 or 8 years old? I was probably 8 years old, eight or nine. Anyway, third grade, we're watching a JFK documentary, and there it is, the Zapruder film, and the fucking head, the president's head just explodes on camera. I mean, you've seen it, right?
Yes. No, it scarred everyone forever.
I was like, what the fuck? We're watching a snuff film? Like,
were you scarred? Like, do you remember watching it and being like,
I remember thinking,
I'm not allowed to watch this.
Yeah, I remember thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, okay, this is real. This isn't CGI. This isn't a movie. This is a documentary. Oh, my God. The president's head just exploded.
Wow.
And they just thought that was fine to show a room full of third graders.
No.
I was like,
oh, no.
What the fuck? That really did. I'm not going to say it scarred me, but it definitely left an impact. Of like, I always remember that.
Of course you do.
And I think even the teacher, Miss Hopkins... Like, I don't think she knew that was coming, because I remember her, I don't know if she turned it off, but there was definitely, it was definitely addressed of like, okay, we must have the other version of this. And that's just insane. But if you look at that horrific video, I mean, the kill shot where it looks like the right side of his forehead and his cranium, like... And I don't know enough about ballistics and physics, but it seems quite obvious, you know, unless it's some science trickery, but it just seems like, oh, that shot came from like his 1 or 2 o'clock, probably his 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Oswald was at his 5 o'clock, but this kill shot... That one major boom, where just literally the right side of his head explodes.
Ah.
It certainly appears as if that was coming from his 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock position as opposed to his 5:30 position.
Okay, so my question is this. Is there a way they can confirm it, like, with footage and everything? Can now, with all of our technology, can we just go back and figure out, like, reenactments? I know that's such an elementary question.
I'm sure they've. I don't know how actively and frequently they're studying this, but yeah, I'm sure they have applied some modern technology to the investigation. But yeah, who knows? That's a hell of a good one, though, Meaty Gonzalez.
Meaty Gonzalez, have you heard of the Woody Harrelson's dad was supposedly involved?
I've heard about that.
No.
Yeah.
That's juicy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's another conspiracy theory that the mafia did it.
Ooh.
Because JFK's brother, RFK, led the whole thing with the Teamsters and who's the guy? Who's the big Teamster dude? Jimmy Hoffa. They had the congressional hearings and stuff, and Jimmy Hoffa was just getting grilled by RFK, and then all the mob ties and stuff. So that's one rumor I've always heard, that the mob had it done. And you know what's crazy?
I love the mob. Now, not to kill people, but like I just love, you know, the Sopranos.
There's a fan theory of Sopranos because... Now, fan theories are... You talk about a fun conspiracy theory. Like, let's sit around and talk about conspiracy theories on a show that is clearly fiction. Like,
yeah.
We know none of this happened, but in the universe, let's pretend that maybe these storylines were taking place underneath the surface. But there's a fan theory in Sopranos that Uncle Junior was in on it.
Oh.
With the Kennedy thing. Yeah, because he mentions Kennedy a few different times and then connected to that whole, if my previous theory has any truth, you know, if the mob had anything to do with it, then it would make sense that on a fictional level that, maybe maybe Junior was on board. I mean, the timing works out. You know, he was, that show took place, in the early 2000s? I think he was in his 60s. The character was in his 60s. So, 40 years prior to that, he would have been in his 20s, been a young, spry, whippersnapper mafioso trying to earn his wings,
That's so true. So. And you have seen Junior.
Yes. I think I talked about that on the regular episode. But yeah, Uncle June was on my flight from Dallas to Burbank last week.
And, they really are like us, the stars.
Yeah, they really are. He's in first class, and it was... Would I bet my life that it was him? I would bet. I'm 96% sure that was him. Like I just walked right past him. And I know there's a lot of old bald men out there, but this guy looked just like Dominic Chinese, I think is his name. But yeah, so that's fun
in a
fictional universe. It's fun to think that maybe Uncle June had something to do with it.
I do love that.
Who knows? But. Yeah, we've never even attempted to discuss that with any depth on the show, just because that 9/11 to me are like the two biggest conspiracy theories. So it's like, they're just so vast that why?
Oh, okay.
with our crackpot research team, why would we even try to take a stab at that?
Telling you guys, spyscape.com, not a bad resource.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lee Singleton, he asked, Kyle, I've got an overnight layover at O'Hare in a few months. Where's the one place I should eat? I'll answer for Kyle. He'd probably suggest Portillo's. I went to Portillo's for the first time when I was in Chicago recently. But
actually,
Lee,
I like the McDonald's. Nope. Sorry about
Chicago
that.
Has a great Burger King, Lee. I've said it 100 times, but that fucking Henry Phillips, funniest tweet I've ever read a few years ago. If you're ever in Madison, Wisconsin, you absolutely must try Arby's roast beef sandwiches. A hidden gem. But yeah, Lee, I don't know. Maybe try Portillo's. They got several locations. Man, I ate some killer Polish food when I was there, and I'll be damned if I can remember the place.
Polish food? What's Polish cuisine? Like sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut is also German, but I think, much like Latin American food, there's similarities between Mexican food and El Salvadorian and Guatemalan. But yeah, I think there's sauerkraut involved. There's definitely pierogies.
Oh.
Chicken paprikash. I used to go to this awesome Polish restaurant in Cleveland called Sokolowski's. And I heard that they didn't survive COVID, so I don't think they're open anymore.
Aww.
But they used to serve all kind of great stuff. But you go there, and it was kind of cafeteria style. And you just tell them, like, hey, give me some of that, give me some of that. And I'd always get chicken paprikash, which was like, it's this chicken dish. It was kind of like a boneless chicken breast, and then they smother it in this cream sauce. It's almost like a gravy, but it's like a paprika, cheesy, almost kind of like an Alfredo sauce.
But, yeah.
But a little more paprika. It was a little more pinkish. But
I love the pink sauce.
But yeah, I'd get the chicken paprikash. Yeah, some pierogies, like little potato dumplings, like some smoked sausage, some sauerkraut. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
I mean, I could honestly just eat sauerkraut.
Yeah, you love sauerkraut.
It's so good. What is it?
It's just vinegared cabbage. It's just shredded cabbage that's been sitting in vinegar. Oh, that's great. Vinegar, baby. Good times.
Okay.
Good times. Mike Maskey. I love this handle. Mike Maskey. Mike Maskey sounds like a plumber, you know, or a auto body guy.
Okay.
Ah, you got a problem with your bumper? Don't worry. We take it over to Mike Maskey. You fucking fix it up. Mike's good. That's good work. Clean work. Mike says, hey, Dave, why have you stopped doing the recipe videos entirely? Is it that you don't have anybody to edit it? If that's the case, I can throw my hat into the ring and I'll do it for free. Mike, that's exactly why I stopped doing them. Yeah, I was doing those for the first few years. And Ryan Singer would come over and shoot and edit them. And then when COVID started, both Ryan and I, we were both scared to, you know, get together. And we're like, let's put that on hold for a while. And so, yeah, COVID kind of put the kibosh on that. But then even after COVID, then I tried to, you know, reach out to him. And Ryan's just super busy. And the thing is, like, it's so tough, like, trying to delegate certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have the mental capacity to figure out how to do video editing. We've both tried.
I've tried so hard.
That's part of the reason why Boogie Monster doesn't have video yet. That's part of the reason Stoneberg's doesn't have video yet. Because all parties involved have no idea what we're doing with technology. And then,
admittedly. Yeah, we just don't know.
But, Mike, that's a very nice offer. Let's talk off the air. I'll message you, and I don't expect you to do it for free. You guys are paying money to get this content. That's just a business expense on our end.
Yeah.
So we could work something out, Mike. But yeah, if it was a case where maybe Katie could just shoot on the iPhone or something, and then we just email you the file. And
that would be rad as hell, Mike.
So yeah, we'll work something out. I've been meaning to... And apologies, everyone, who enjoyed those videos. If you didn't like them, then maybe you're happy that I don't do them anymore. But I enjoyed doing them. It was just kind of a logistical thing that didn't work out. And since then, I haven't, you know, I'll be honest, I haven't worked hard to find another option or a solution. But yeah, that would add some nice diversity to our bonus content if we could... get back into some videos, whether it be Dave's Kitchen, Dave's Record Room, what have you.
Peeps are loving the videos.
So thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. And we'll talk. We'll talk. Your people call my people. Let's see. Scott Etheridge. Not a conspiracy question, Dave, but do you ever put honey on corn?
Ooh.
I've been grilling it and doing salt, pepper, butter, and honey recently. And shit's wild. Man, Scott, that sounds great.
That, Scott, you just blew my mind.
That sounds really good, buddy.
That sounds so good. Who would have thought? Honey on a... I'm excited. Was it corn?
You already forgot what we're talking about. We're both smoking copious amounts of marijuana.
I'm so sorry.
It's a bonus. We got to mix it up. I try not to be high or too high on regular episodes anymore. But you know, we like to get silly.
Why not?
Bonus ones. Yeah, I guess that was sitting right there, Scott. Like that's, the salt, pepper, and butter, duh. But, the honey,
that's
we order, all the time from, my beloved Bloodsoe's barbecue. Very solid, functional, utilitarian everyday barbecue. Not as good as Moose Craft and not as good as my now new number one champ, Heritage Barbecue. But Bledsoe's is still very, very solid. And one thing they do when you order their cornbread, they give you honey butter.
Oh.
And it's just a simple, you know, it's literally honey butter. If you don't know how to make honey butter, if you've got a electric mixer, like I got the nice, Katie got me the nice KitchenAid mixer.
It's red.
Yeah, just throw a
signature color.
Throw a stick of soft butter in there and hit it with a little honey and just whip that shit up and you got honey butter. Point being, we love the honey butter.
Oh, man. I eat it alone. I ate the whole thing once by myself.
Yeah. Oh, you go nuts with it. You love the cornbread. I'm not crazy about the cornbread because it's sweet cornbread. To me, it's a little too desserty, but you love, and that's fine. But man, you put some. Now, what I do with their cornbread and their honey butter is I treat it like dessert. Sometimes I will take the cornbread, slather it in the honey butter, then put a little vanilla ice cream on top. Oh, boy.
I know. That's you just taking things to the next level in such a great way.
Oh, boy. Damn. But yes, given the fact that people are aware and love honey butter, it makes sense. Because to me, butter is the main star there with grilled corn. You got to have the salt and pepper. I get that. But the butter, like the corn to me is a vehicle for the butter.
Yeah.
Because it's frowned upon to sit around and just eat a stick of butter. So you have to kind of Trojan horse in a little bit. And it's like, well, I'm going to have some corn. But in my mind, it means I'm going to have some butter. Why not add honey to the mix?
Boo, have you heard the TikTok song that went viral about corn?
No, but I've been seeing on Twitter people are referencing corn. I have no idea what they're referencing.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to find it.
What is the...
It's the cutest little kiddo thing. I think he's a kiddo. I think this is where it started. Anyway.
Play it for us.
All right. I'm getting it. Corn Kid Original, it's called, everybody. So tune in. But this is just one... This is 4 days ago. So let's just listen.
I really like corn.
What do you like about corn?
Well, isn't that cute? Little fella likes corn.
He just loves it, though. You should see his face. He's like, yeah, corn! Like, just joy. In a way, that's just beautiful.
That is pretty, that's pretty cool.
Corn! So that's what they mean, Bo.
So what song did they put it to? Was that an existing song that they
I don't know the epidology of it. Oh no, here it is.
What do you like about corn?
Ever since I was told that corn was real, it tasted good.
Did you think corn wasn't real?
And when I tried it with butter, everything changed. I love corn.
I love corn.
Mm,
do you think everyone should be eating corn?
Watch out.
No, not everyone has to like it to be the best.
Yeah.
You just has to try it. Have a bite.
What else are your favorite things?
I play a variety of games. Hide and seek.
All right. You know, you get it.
Well, thanks for catching us up to speed on the corn boy.
Corn.
That is cute. Is that organic? Like he?
Yeah.
He's not,
he was interviewing him, and he just loves corn.
Talking about corn.
It's good.
Well, I get it. That's something.
That's adorable.
That's something little Dave would have definitely done.
Oh my god!
You know, they asked me a serious question. And I just go on a 5-minute diatribe about barbecue sauce.
I think you do that now. Yeah. That's not just when you were little. All right. Sorry, guys. That was a real weird intersection.
It don't matter.
All right.
It don't matter.
Back to the cues, boo. Come on.
Back to the cues. Alex Hackle. Hey, fellas. Question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, would you rather get rad with Mothman or have a romantic dinner with Shania Twain?
Oh, Shania, obviously.
Dave, camping with Bigfoot or dinner with Salma Hayek? Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Any conspiracy involving the government faking something as an excuse to intervene at home or abroad It was proven in the Gulf of Tonkin. I'm sure it has happened before or since. Okay. Yeah.
Wait a second.
I ran those two together. So
yeah,
two
what happened
question.
With the Selma Hayek thing? You have something to explain to me? You
no.
have a little, did you talk about Selma Hayek on the...
I've been doing this podcast for 6 years.
Right.
We've done hundreds of episodes.
Okay, so can...
I may have somewhere along the way mentioned that I used to be a fan.
In what way?
Well, just you used I liked her acting.
Really? What yeah. movies did you love of hers?
Dusk Till Dawn.
Uh-huh.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
You really loved that movie.
I like Dusk Till Dawn. I think that's
you
a
think
great
movie.
You think
she's a good actor? Or
Boo, we're both adults. I probably at one time said that she was a babe. But see, that's old Dave. I'm a one-woman man now. I'm not free
It's so weird right now. I feel
Bachelor
like
Dave.
Hurt. Isn't that
hurt?
So dumb? I know. No, I know that sounds weird, and I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm from Dr. Julie, my therapist, every week who I meet with. She says that you have to be aware of your feelings.
Okay.
So I'm sharing with you that and not in, I just was finding it interesting. Like you're supposed to observe, like, why am I feeling so annoyed right now or sad or, you know.
Well, I've never went out on a date with her.
I know.
You know.
No, but she's in your, I get it. She's in your bank to spank. She's your spank bank. Here's the thing. I don't look anything like Selma Hayek. So that's why I'm concerned. Like if you said friggin', you know, who I look like, Pam Anderson or... You know, friggin' Juliet Lewis, whatever.
Juliet Lewis? You don't look like Juliet Lewis.
It's true.
You got a little, I've always thought you had a bit of a Lisa Kudrow thing.
I have a Drew Barrymore vibe.
You got a little Drew Barrymore?
Because of my side
Both
mouth.
Both beautiful women. Beautiful women. Nothing
no
wrong.
Selmas, though.
Boo.
It's fine.
It's something I said in passing.
Interesting.
Yeah. But to answer Alex's question, I'd much rather go camping with Bigfoot than dinner with Selma Hayek.
Well, I wouldn't let you go. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would murder you. I would. On record, I would kill you. Sorry. You get one kill, ladies. Do ladies listen? Are there any ladies here?
But we have lady listeners.
Well, I don't know. Is Selma one of them?
No, I don't think Selma Hayek is... I don't know if she listens. I don't think she's a patron. So,
well, who knows? I don't know what you're up to at night.
Nothing to worry there, Boo.
All right.
I promise I will never cheat on you with Selma Hayek.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. Anyone else is fine.
Thank you, Boo. Jean-Claude Van Damme. I wouldn't say that I believe it, but I love the absurdity of the theory that rocks are actually soft and squishy, but they tense up when touched. I've never heard that one, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
That is, might be the dumbest theory I've ever heard.
Stop it. I think that's interesting. I could see that. Rocks have it's a living organism, right? Or something?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't, a rock's not a living organism the way a tree is.
No, but you know, it's like of the earth and energy and all that crap. Yeah. You know, like there's gems inside some of them. Mm-hmm. Like I think they're living. I agree with, was it Landon?
You got your Google over there? Why don't you Google?
Well, I got a lot going on right now. I got a lot going on.
I have always wondered about that. Like, you always hear about, well, trees are a living thing.
Yes.
But there's obviously degrees because it's not against the law. Well, it is against the law certain places. But I'm saying. You chop down a tree,
yeah.
You don't get convicted of animal abuse or murder.
Manslaughter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know there are regulations. You can't, you know, cut down this tree or historical trees or things of that nature. But I'm saying
they're
not living the way an animal is living.
Oh.
Are they?
I don't know. Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
What is the thing I'm Googling?
Are rocks living things?
Are rocks living things? All right, riveting stuff here on the whole bonus episode. I'm sorry. Ooh, non-living activity guide. What? Rocks are not considered living things.
Okay. Well, we got to the bottom of that one.
I can't I'm so sorry. I'm doing Kyle wrong.
I've never heard that one, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm not saying you made that up.
No, it's... I believe that.
You said you love the absurdity of the theory, so I get where you're coming from. But no, I've never heard that one. That is quite bizarre. They're actually soft and squishy.
That's interesting.
But they tense up when touched. I mean...
I could see that.
Well, couldn't that same logic apply to almost anything? Guess what? Trees are actually soft and squishy, too, but they tense up when,
and they're
when
living.
You touch them. And they, you know, or, you know, jellyfish are actually stiff, but when you touch them, then it's... I was going to...
Jelly?
Buoyant's not the right word.
I don't know. I think you're losing your audience.
Yeah. That was a bad analogy.
Come on.
All right.
Thank you, Landon. What's his name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, maybe his first name's Landon. What if I nailed it?
Who said anything about Landon?
I don't know. Somehow I thought his name was Landon.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. What's your favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, Boo?
Oh, Lord. I don't even know if I could name one.
You can't name one,
Jean-Claude? Wait, let me... Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Kindergarten Cop.
No.
But it's in... What's your favorite movie?
I like Bloodsport, and I like, is it Lionheart? I think Lionheart is the
one. Asking
the
wrong lady, Boo.
Hey, they called him the Muscles from Brussels.
Okay, I know that he's also been in, little parts of movies. Like, I'm sure he's played himself.
Yeah, I think there was a movie about 10 years ago where...
He played himself. Yes.
I like how I said movie.
Movie.
As opposed to the radio show that we were already talking about. Like, no. Yeah, I don't know why. I love it when people stress the wrong thing. Like today I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to sports talk. And what was the example? But like, all right, let's say you got $350.
Ooh.
And then I give you 10.
Okay.
And instead of saying now Katie has 360.
Okay.
But a lot of times people say now she has 360. Which is still, it's still true. She does have, you said 360.
Okay.
But because she had 350 and you gave her 10 more, you now should emphasize the 60 and not the 300.
Yeah.
Now she has 360 instead of now she has 360. That sounds like you had 260 and I gave you 100.
Yeah.
Now you have 360.
Isn't it amazing what language can do?
It's crazy. It's a good one, Dave. Put the wrong emphasis. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Corn Hand. What's up, Corn Hand?
I love corn.
Corn Hand says, hi, guys. I also have been listening to NAFT, No Accounting for Taste, and the Stonebergs. Well, right on. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Katie and Rachel are both fucking hilarious. How funny would it be if he dissed you right here, having no idea that you would be guest hosting this? Like, hey, don't say this to them.
But wait.
Both you women seem kind of like duds.
I feel like that's what... Okay.
No, Katie and Rachel are both fucking hilarious.
Oh.
Any chance you guys might do a couples episode on the Boogie Monster?
Oh my God, that'd be fun as hell.
I'd love to hear them weigh in on some spooky shit. Either way, love you guys. Also, 100% believe that aliens are real, but we won't ever meet them because space is simply too vast for travel and anything but a generational spaceship. And by that time we reach them, they may have been wiped out. Yeah, that's a common concern. Whoa. With space travel and all that. It's like, well, it's just too far. But Cornhand, yeah, now you have to kind of start thinking about the problem with that way of thinking is somebody much smarter than me will tell you, well, time's not necessarily linear, especially in outer space. So,
That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, like,
sorry.
There's a lot of times they think that maybe they're not necessarily coming from 100 million light years away, but maybe they're just coming from a neighboring dimension. Therefore, they figured out how to get here quicker. I don't know, Cornhand. That's above my pay grade as well. But thank you. Yes, we should consider that. It's odd that you bring that up, Cornhand.
Yeah.
Because we had a bit of a boogie milestone yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
Had a milestone yesterday.
Happy birthday.
That the Boogie Monster has been together as a podcast for over 6 years. And for whatever reason, yesterday was the first time that we had a double date.
Oh, shit.
We had a double date yesterday.
We did. I forgot.
Yeah.
We did. I went out, you guys. I left the home.
We had to kind of patchwork it together. Started off just me and Kyle. We're going to meet up at El Compadre. We're going to go have some Mexican food before you came over to record. They weren't open. So then while we're also trying to figure out where else to go, he's like, cool, if Rachel comes. And I was like, of course. And Katie had already left for the day to go pretty woman herself over at the Beverly Center.
I love the Beverly Center. It's so fun to look at all the art, aka stores.
Didn't you get Pretty Woman a few weeks ago?
Oh yeah, I was told I shouldn't. I forget what happened. It was an inside. I wanted to go see these Gucci socks that were pink, which I wasn't going to get. I just wanted to see them in person because Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of. Anyway, long story short, I went to a Gucci store and they basically told me like I have to have an appointment. They kind of like shooed me away in like a real passive aggressive sales way.
Yeah, like you can't afford none of this shit.
Yeah, and most of the stores in that mall, which I kind of like because I'm a shopping person, they're roped off with like velvet ropes, and there's like a door person there, and it feels like a club. But I hate that because I'm not going to go in. Ugh, it makes me nervous with the rope.
Well, they're probably having to do that now because those who don't live around here and haven't followed the local news. I mean, we're smack dab in the middle of an insane crime wave.
Yeah, dude.
Like every day on the news, there's smash and grab robberies. For the last 6 months, there's just been jewelry stores, smash and grab, jewelry store owners being followed home.
Oh,
and
shoot.
Attacked and robbed in their own driveway.
Oh, gosh.
It's insane. Just the petty street crime is through the fucking roof. People getting robbed on the street in certain neighborhoods. You know, ladies getting their purses snatched. So many jewelry stores getting robbed. But yeah, so I can imagine the Beverly Center, you know, that being kind of right there. It's in Beverly Hills, right?
Yeah.
Or is that technically Culver City?
No, it's in Beverly Hills. Okay. Oh, and they have a Starbucks now.
That's pretty cool.
I get my steps in.
So anyway, you were at the Beverly Center.
Having a mall day, because I'm fine.
Kyle and Rachel were at Barney's Beanery, or as Kyle calls it, Bingo's Bonery. And then you joined us.
I did.
To my knowledge, I felt like surely we would have all hung out before, but just the way things worked out, a lot of variables involved. You know, maybe when we first started the Boogie Monster, you and I weren't even together.
Nope, we weren't. And we were nightmares.
And then for the last 3 years, two years, you know, Kyle's been living in another state.
Well, yeah.
So it just never really worked out. But yeah, we had a nice little hang at Barney's Beanery yesterday.
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah, and you got to meet Rachel.
Yes, she's great.
So yeah, maybe we'll get together and...
she's a doer.
You know, maybe you and Rachel can... team up and just grill me and Kyle and all of our sexually deviant behavior.
Oh, poor boys that have to actually talk about things. I am not feeling sorry for you.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, love and marriage. Love and marriage.
Poppin' Fresh Eddie, yo bros. What's
right.
up, bro?
Uh-huh.
Where's your favorite place to chill outside the home? Also, what if Elon Musk is an alien, but is actually not the smartest, just came to Earth to be the smartest?
Ooh.
It wouldn't surprise me if... hold on, what the fuck is
I
this
I love
shit?
That Frank Sinatra's playing.
Dean Martin.
Oh, whatever. Aren't they kind of similar? They're both assholes, right? Talk about a conspiracy I could get behind.
How did this even happen? I had a playlist.
I guess, you know what? That was Dad, for sure. He loved Dean Martin.
That is weird, because I had like a 3-hour playlist, and that wasn't on it. And it just jumped to that. It's just a little L. Michaels affair doing some Wu-Tang instrumentals.
Fun. What was I doing?
Andy Samberg and I used to do. Andy does a decent Morgan Freeman. But we wrote a thing that we used to do at the live Boogie Monster, or Beards of Comedy shows, where he would do Morgan Freeman reading Wu-Tang lyrics.
Hmm.
Cream,
get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Then a flying guillotine chops off your fucking head.
I don't have a great...
Well, that's okay. I liked the commitment. Mm-hmm.
But their lyrics are so fucking funny and ridiculous that it's just, we thought it'd be a funny premise if Morgan Freeman read them as poetry. My favorite place to chill outside the home. I don't quite understand. Like, do you mean, like, if I had a backyard or something? Like, what do you prefer, the patio or the hammock or the... I don't have any outdoor space, Pop and Fresh Eddie.
Okay.
That's one thing that is missing from our life. I think that's
I
the
miss
next,
outside.
That's the next move. We don't know when, but probably in the next year or two, we may try to acquire a yard and then maybe a structure on the property somewhere.
You know,
as well.
I just really want a goat.
What if we just bought some land and just camped on it?
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, I would need Bravo TV. Maybe my thing would be like glamping, and then you could have like a other tent. And everyone's invited, and it'll be like a village. Hello.
Right now, all right, when I want to get out of the house and chill, you know what I do, Pop and Fresh Eddie? Like, I don't really have a place that I go to. Well, I go to Griffith Park, and I hike there a lot and walk there a lot. But, like, when I just need to get out of the house, if Katie's asking too many questions, I hop in my new car, and I just drive.
Drive, baby, drive.
I drive out Sunset, westbound, out towards the ocean, towards Malibu. I take Sunset all the way to the ocean. I love that drive. I take Laurel Canyon over the hill and then putts around the valley. I like the valley. I like the putts around North Hollywood and Burbank.
Oh, Burbank's fun. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It really is the Truman Show.
Yeah. I'll drive up to Angeles National Forest, up the 2, past La Crescenta, La Cañada, that whole area.
He's a driver, you
guys.
North
of Glendale.
You're a wanderer.
But yeah, I think if I just want to get out and do something, just you know, and it has nothing to do with you, boo, but it's just sometimes you're like, I just got to get out of the house, you know, if I haven't left the house in a few days, and you're not in the mood to go do anything specific.
I don't like doing anything. No, okay. Is this, I'm answering for Kyle.
Sure. Where do you like to chill outside the home?
Outside the home, I like I like going to the Auto Zone and picking up some tire metal.
Tire metal?
For my bicycles.
Yep, that was dead on.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Ew, boo, stop it!
Watch out. That's a fun little thing I've done for years. It's a dumb inside joke. The guy who every time he coughs, he immediately farts. Just like...
I love farting.
You sure do.
I'm a tootie lady.
Lord,
toot,
last
toot.
Night, God damn it, I thought there was a fucking helicopter landing on top of the building.
Honestly, I don't know what I ate. I'm so sorry. Maybe it's that brie.
Yeah, the brie that you demolished and threw the remains into the bathroom trash can.
My trash can was full.
God, that was funny. And Kyle saw it too. And I was like, I told him, I was like, this is what it's like living with Katie. Did you notice... There was, and he goes, I didn't want to say anything. I thought it was like soap. It's like, no, that's a container, an empty container of brie cheese.
In I have
the
needs.
Trash can next to the shitter.
Well, I can't get a bigger bedroom trash can, and then you've already outlawed salt.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Robin Singh. Hey, guys. Have you guys considered doing an episode on the Fresno Nightcrawlers?
Ooh.
Also, have you ever been to Fresno? If so, what are your thoughts on it? As for a conspiracy theory, I believe I once read a simple one that was pretty chilling. Hmm. Yuri Gagarin was not the first man in space. He was just the first one to make it back. Ooh.
Whoa.
Yuri Gagarin, he was Russian. Russian, they don't call them astronauts. They call them cosmonauts. I believe that's That's the same guy I'm thinking of. That's insane, Robin. That's a good... Not the first man in space, just the first one to make it back.
What happened? Whoa, I love that. Wow, Smarty Pants McSmarty. Is that Robin? Yes. Robin, you're smart.
That's pretty good.
Everyone's smart.
I think we have done something on the Fresno Nightcrawlers. Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of the... You know what? Yeah, I'm thinking of the San Jose Albinos.
Ooh, can you go over the Fresno Nightcrawlers?
The Fresno Nightcrawlers are these entities, and there's security camera footage of it. Now, who knows? I don't know enough about video and stuff like that to where I'm sure knowledgeable people in that field could be like, oh, well, it's someone could easily have CGI'd that, or that could be special effects, or that could be whatever. So yeah. I don't know. But there is security camera footage of there are these things. I don't know. Imagine a humanoid who had, starting at the ground, you start off with two legs, but then the legs go further than the waist, and the upper body, there's no head, there's no arms.
Oh,
it's just
gosh.
Two legs that meet in a point.
Whoa.
And there's kind of a little triangular upper body, but really it's just two legs.
No.
But they're connected like where your head and shoulders would be. That's kind of where the legs kind of come together. And they just...
Are they wearing shoes?
No, they're all in white. And they're about the size of a person.
Whoa.
And it looks like you can't tell if they have skin or fur, but it's just like this white upside down V
that
comes creeping along.
Shut up.
And you're like, what the fuck is that?
What do they do to people?
I don't know. I haven't researched it enough.
Okay.
But I just know that, and I guess, yeah, somewhere around the Fresno area. That some of these sightings have occurred. I was talking about the... we did do something one Halloween about... I don't think they're called the San Jose Albinos, but it's up there near San Jose, which obviously not too far from Fresno. But just this weird, like, backwoods family of albinos that, like, chase people down these desolate roads. And there's been stories where they ran them off the road, cannibalized them, and you know, shit like that. So I was getting those guys confused with the Fresno Nightcrawlers. But yes, that's a good one. Robin, maybe we will look into the Fresno Nightcrawlers because
it is
creepy stuff.
That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm wondering, what if they like make traps for the feet, like bear traps, but like nightcrawler traps?
Yeah, set out some traps. Or, yeah. Well, then that's opening a whole can of worms that we deal with a lot in the Bigfoot community.
Okay.
This is totally true.
There's
kill or not to kill. Some people are like, you know, if I had the opportunity, I would kill a Bigfoot just to prove everybody that it exists.
Okay.
But also, I don't necessarily believe that. I think Bigfoot exists. It's obviously an incredible creature, being so elusive and so mysterious. No. Why would anybody kill it? Why would you shoot it? You know? Why would you trap it? So, you know, why are you trying to trap these nightcrawlers?
That's true. I'll let them free. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's my American in me. Like, I want it.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah.
Give me mine.
But it does, one point I failed to make, you know how like there's apps now and filters where, like, you put your face on it, and it kind of squishes your face together where your eyeballs are too close.
Yeah, I love those.
Oh, I got weird little devil horn bumps coming out of my forehead. These nightcrawlers kind of look like something like that. If you took a normal person in, like, white pajamas and filmed them walking and then did some filter app where it, like, kind of squishes their upper body together to where it only looks like two big legs.
Yeah.
So that's what makes me think that maybe there could be some CGI or some trickery afoot.
Okay.
But, yeah, because they're so bizarre. They're so bizarre. Robin, that's a good one. Thank you so much. We'll end it there. Don't want to ramble too long.
I know. Bet people are annoyed with me.
Get the third degree here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But, no, we got some good ones queued up here. for next month. And
well, this has been a treat.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
For sitting in with us there, Boo.
I feel like a dream.
Yeah. You feeling good? Things are good?
Things are good.
You want to talk about what's going down tomorrow?
Oh, man. I'm getting some oral surgery done.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. That's I'm
investing in my teeth.
Yeah, you're getting you're going under for like 6 hours.
I know. They're going to really... Oh, there'll be...
You kind of got the variety pack.
I did.
They're going to fill a few cavities. They're going to do a root canal. They're going to put on some veneers. You're like literally... They upsold you.
They did.
Like when you go to the car wash and you just want the $15 cheapie. And next thing you know, you got a $200 detail.
100%.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So... Big day tomorrow.
Big day, guys. Big day.
How long? Now, you've been pretty much on a liquid diet for about 3 weeks now.
I know, and you would think I'd be skinnier, but yeah. It's all those cheese I'm eating.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of cheese.
But how much longer? Is this is obviously going to set you back in terms of your
probably
ability.
Just a couple of weeks. I don't think this will be as bad as the other one, because the other one, I had screws put in my head.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
You're just a mess.
I am. Don't listen to me. Everybody.
Patrons, we appreciate you. We love you. As the as Hardy Boy Chevrolet in Dallas, Georgia used to say, we love you and we need you.
Aw, that's cute.
So thank you for your support. Thank you for your patronage. We certainly appreciate it. Tell a friend. Spread the word.
Hell yeah.
Spread the gospel of the Boogie Monster Patreon. But I hope everybody has a great weekend. Be safe. Keep it between the ditches. As I tell Katie every day, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, always swiveling.
Head on a swivel out there.
Because I'm a ghost.
Literally or figuratively or metaphorically, keep your head on a swivel. Watch out. Take care of yourself.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Boo.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Okay, thank you.